Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on Understanding Innovations in Microsoft Internet Information Services 6. Today, we will discuss key areas in which Microsoft redesigned IIS 6 from earlier versions of the web server. To fully understand what IIS 6 can do for you, you need to understand the improvements Microsoft made with an eye to make that server respond faster and with more reliability, security, and scalability. Let us start this session by going into more detail on exactly what we will be covering. To gain a sense of the technological advances Microsoft made in designing IIS 6, it is important to remind ourselves of the challenges faced in earlier versions of the product. To that end, we'll take a brief look at the history of IIS, particularly in how Microsoft redesigned the web server between version 5 and version 6. In addition, we'll look at several specific areas of improvement that Microsoft has made. These include a fault-tolerant architecture, built-in health monitoring, and request queuing, which combined create greater reliability for your web applications deployed to IIS. We'll also discuss manageability improvements that allow you to administer your web servers from the command prompt and remotely using the command prompt. We'll also talk about scalability improvements that allow you to expand the number of sites and applications you run on IIS while keeping hardware costs to a minimum. Finally, we'll go into detail on the improvements that make deploying your web applications to IIS 6 servers more secure than ever before. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. The next slide provides a brief overview of what would be helpful, but not essential, for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. It would be helpful to have some familiarity with Microsoft Windows Server 2003 and Internet Information Services 6. If you are familiar with IIS architecture and request processing, that would be useful as well. To cover the topics mentioned earlier and keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda. First, we will discuss the IIS 6 fault-tolerant process architecture with health monitoring that runs all application code in an isolated environment for maximum dependability and availability. Second, we will talk about how Microsoft has simplified web server administration by using an XML-based configuration file that can be modified without having to stop and restart the server. Third, we will go over IIS 6 enhancements, such as kernel mode caching and processor affinity, that dramatically increase the scalability and performance of a web server infrastructure compared to previous versions of IIS. And fourth, we will discuss the steps Microsoft has taken to make IIS 6 more secure than previous versions. IIS is not installed by default on Windows Server 2003, and will only serve static content by default when you install it. All other functionality is locked down, which reduces the attack surface. You only enable the IIS functionality your organization needs. Before we get started with the main presentation, let's briefly discuss the evolution of IIS. We'll begin our look back with IIS 4, which was released in 1997. In IIS 4, by default, applications ran in process. You could, however, run your applications on Microsoft Transaction Server, which provided a platform for some out-of-process computing, such as transactions. The www service ran in the INET info process, and that process ran with local system permissions. Running in process along with no marshalling allowed for great performance. However, IIS4 had reliability issues. A bad ISAPI filter or extension could cause access violations in the INET info process, which caused the entire server to fail, along with any applications to fail as well. To solve these reliability issues, IIS introduced an explicit option of running applications out of process. IIS 5.0 and 5.1 allowed you to run your applications out of process. In fact, by default, IIS 5.0 ran applications in an out-of-process application pool. This provided the IIS process, INET info, built-in protection from rogue and misbehaving applications. You could choose to run applications in process, but knew that this could risk taking your entire server down, along with all of the applications it served. Additionally, all ISAPI filters ran in process. Because of this design, reliability was higher than in IIS 4, but performance and scalability suffered. Performance was hindered because of the thread marshalling that IIS performed for an ISAPI-based request. Scalability was more difficult because most applications ran in a pooled state. It is easier to scale if your applications are running in isolation. Also, there were a number of security implications in how Microsoft implemented IIS 5.0. First, IIS 5.0 was installed on Windows Server 2000 by default, and every feature was enabled by default. Not only did this create a large footprint, but it meant that administrators, such as yourselves, had to disable features that you weren't using on your server. If you didn't, you left your server open to attack through FTP or NNTP servers that you didn't even know were running. The attack surface on IIS 5.0 was very large. Additionally, some IIS features ran with local system permissions, which, if exploited by a malicious user, could compromise your entire operating system. Also, anonymous accounts had write access to system files, like the command line. This gives us a sense of where IIS has come from over the past several years. But let's summarise how Microsoft improved later versions of IIS. The lessons learned from IIS 4 and IIS 5 were that performance does improve when web applications run in process, but user code running in the core server can take down the entire server when it fails. For more reliability, user code must be run out of process. We also began to learn that process isolation could also allow greater scalability for an application. As far as security was concerned, we learned that installing IIS and all of its services by default left a broad attack surface open to hackers. We could not enable all features and expect website administrators to disable the services they did not need. We needed to approach the IIS services enabled by default from the opposite tack, so we disabled as many features as possible, allowing each web administrator to decide what features they wanted to enable. This reduced the exposed attack surface and allowed administrators to more easily customize their IIS installation to meet the needs of the websites and applications that they hosted. Now we'll return to our agenda and dive into the first main topic of our session today, IIS 6 reliability. Microsoft designed IIS 6 to be the most reliable web server on the market. First of all, we designed IIS with a fault-tolerant server architecture that isolates application failures so that when one application goes down, the rest of the server remains running. Second, we designed IIS to perform internal health monitoring. Now, when an application does fail, you can get the application running again as soon as possible. Third, we created a kernel mode queue, which allows IIS to accept incoming requests for a process that is currently unavailable. Let's discuss the IIS fault-tolerant architecture in more detail. Microsoft completely redesigned IIS 6 with a fault-tolerant process architecture that greatly boosts the reliability of websites and applications. In previous versions of the product, the failure of a single web application could cause the failure of other websites and applications on the same server. IIS 6 isolates websites and applications into self-contained units, called application pools, that are separated from other applications that are hosted on the same server. Each application pool is served by one or more worker processes, each of which is a separate Windows process. Worker processes operate independently, so if they fail, they do not affect other worker processes. The pooling of applications protects applications from the effects of worker processes that support other application pools. In this way, applications are protected from each other. The fault-tolerant architecture of IIS 6 increases the overall reliability of a web server infrastructure, increases the availability of websites and applications, and increases the number of separate websites and applications that can run on a single server. What are application pools? Application pools define a set of web applications that share one or more worker processes, and as such they provide a convenient way to administer a set of websites and applications, and the worker processes that correspond with those sites and applications. An application pool is a grouping of URLs that are routed to one or more worker processes. Process boundaries separate each worker process, so a website or application in one application pool is not affected by application problems in other application pools. Application pools significantly increase both the reliability and ease of management of your web server infrastructure. We'll now move our discussion to the health monitoring services that are built into IIS 6. You can configure IIS 6 to contact a running worker process at regular intervals, so IIS can detect whether a website or application has failed, and if it has, to automatically restart the worker process. IIS queues any incoming requests assigned to the worker process while it is being restarted. IIS then serves the requests when the website or application is available again. Health monitoring, combined with the kernel mode queuing and the fault-tolerant process architecture, significantly increases the availability of websites and applications while reducing server downtime. You can proactively manage application errors by configuring IIS to periodically restart worker processes assigned to an application pool. This allows you to automatically recycle web applications that are faulty due to problems such as memory leaks and access violations. Recycling keeps problematic applications running smoothly, especially when it is not feasible to modify the application code. You can configure IIS to recycle processes based on a flexible set of criteria, including the number of requests to the application pool's websites and applications, CPU utilization, physical or virtual memory consumption, and the length of time the application has been running. You can also recycle a process on a set schedule or on demand. One advantage of IIS 6 is that if a web application experiences a failure, IIS 6 maintains all client connection states while the failed website or application is restarted. IIS queues requests that arrive while it recycles a worker process and then serves the request when the website or application is available again, so most users connected to the application do not know that the application failed. You can also configure IIS to automatically disable an application's pool's resources if the application pool fails too frequently in a short time. Rapid fail protection places the application pool in an out-of-service mode, and when this happens, IIS 6 immediately returns a 503 service unavailable error message to any new or queued requests to the websites and applications that are in the application pool. You can configure IIS to take a custom action when a rapid fail protection goes into effect. You could instruct it to perform a debugging action or notify the server administrator when the application pool stops automatically. Rapid fail protection also helps protect your web server against denial of service attacks and increases the overall availability of the server's infrastructure. Another key element in the IIS 6 reliability design is how incoming requests are queued. Request processing is significantly different in IIS 6 than it was in IIS 5, and part of that difference is how version 6 queues incoming requests to its sites and applications. When an incoming request arrives at the web server, IIS 6 begins processing them in the http.sys kernel mode driver. After http.sys identifies the worker process to which it should forward the request, it forwards the request directly to that worker process. At no point in request processing does the request go through the inetinfo process, nor does it go through the W3 SVC server core. Each worker process is isolated from the core IIS functionality, so if a worker process fails, it will not take down the entire web server. When a worker process does fail, http.sys queues incoming requests for that worker process and forwards them to the process when it is running again. One clarifying point we want to make sure you understand is that no application-specific code runs in the kernel. http.sys simply identifies the worker process to which it should forward the request and queues the request if necessary. Application code cannot cause kernel failure. Isolating the worker processes that process application and site requests in this way allows IIS6 to remain up so that other sites and applications hosted on the server are not affected by a problem in a single application. If a web application running on IIS6 does fail, the server maintains all client connection states while the failed website or application is restarted. The queued requests are served when the website or application is available again, so most users connected to that application don't know about the application failure. Finally, because no application code is run in INET Info or W3SVC, the World Wide Web Publishing Service does not fail because of application failures. It continues to serve other sites and applications. Let's go into more depth on request processing. We'll start by looking at how IIS5 processes incoming requests. There were a couple of ways that IIS5 processed a request. The first way was the old model, running the application in the IIS process, INET Info. The request came in, and the components, sites, and applications hosted in the process would respond and send the response back to the client. The second way was that IIS5 was in the default out-of-process application pool, DLL host. Applications hosted in the application pools would respond through the INET Info process, but no user code would run in that process. Using this option in IIS5 made it more reliable. If an application in an application pool crashed, it would not affect the INET Info process. What happened, though, when an application running in the INET Info process crashed? It took the entire server process down, and all of the applications running on the server as well. This particular case, which provided the most efficient performance, was also the least reliable. Now we'll compare this to how IIS6 processes incoming requests. Microsoft redesigned request processing in IIS6 to build on the strengths of the IIS 5.0 and 5.1 out-of-process request processing model. Now, all site processing and application processing occurs outside of the IIS process and outside of the World Wide Web Publishing Service. Let's walk through how this works. As we mentioned earlier, when a request arrives for an application, the kernel mode driver, http.sys, forwards the request to the appropriate application pool that hosts the requested site or application. The application pool sends a response through the driver. What happens, though, when the application pool fails? First, it is the only thing to fail. The INET Info process and World Wide Web Publishing Service continue to run, as do other active application pools. Second, the World Wide Web Publishing Service restarts the failed application pool automatically. While this is happening, http.sys queues all incoming requests that need to be routed to the failed application pool. IIS serves these requests after it has restarted the application pool. There is no downtime for the server process, and the requesting client probably does not notice that the web application has failed. We'll move now to our discussion of IIS6 manageability. IIS6 provides a number of improvements that make it easier for you to configure and manage your websites and applications. These include redesigning the metabase to provide for XML-based configuration, as well as the ability to administer IIS from the command line or remotely using Microsoft Terminal services. We'll begin this discussion with the new XML-based configuration of the metabase. The IIS6 configuration metabase file is a plain text file that stores web server configuration data in extensible markup language. This replaces the binary format data used in IIS 4, IIS 5.0 and 5.1 and enables you to easily read and edit configuration information with standard text editing tools. When you upgrade to Windows Server 2003, IIS 6 upgrades your existing binary metabase information from IIS 4 and IIS 5 to the metabase XML format automatically. The use of XML for storing configuration data enables you to manage your web server infrastructure using a widely used standard format without having to resort to code for configuration changes. The use of XML for configuration data also allows you to use third-party applications, such as system monitoring and management tools, to access IIS configuration data. You can also edit the IIS configuration files while the server runs. For example, you can add a new site, create virtual directories, or change the configuration of application pools and worker processes while IIS processes requests. You do not need to reboot the server after you finish making configuration changes. You can edit the metabase manually by opening it in any text editing tool, such as Microsoft Notepad, and changing the configuration settings in the file. You can also perform configuration changes programmatically with Windows Management Instrumentation or Active Directory Service Interface scripts. When you save changes to the configuration database, IIS 6 marks the new metabase XML file with a unique version number and saves a copy of the file in a history folder. Each history folder is marked with a unique version number, which you can use to roll back or restore configuration changes. You can protect these backups with a password if you want. Also, if IIS 6 was running while you edited the metabase file, IIS will not allow you to propagate configuration errors. It will automatically revert to a previous history file. This is a safety feature that prevents you from creating invalid metabase entries that will crash your server. IIS also allows you to import or export metabase configuration from one server to another, regardless of node level across servers. You can secure sensitive configuration data with a password if you want. Importing and exporting configuration data is implemented by two new methods, appropriately named import and export. You can invoke these methods from ADSI or WMI scripts and through the IIS Manager user interface. Additionally, you can use the metabase export feature to create a metabase template, which you can use to establish base IIS 6 configuration settings and propagate those settings across multiple server computers. IIS 6 also allows you to create server-independent configuration backups. IIS encrypts a session key with an optional password, which you supply during backup of the configuration metabase. The session key is not based on the machine key. When it backs up the metabase, the system encrypts the session key with the password you supplied. When you restore IIS, the supplied password decrypts the session key, and the session key is re-encrypted with the current machine key. WMI and ADSI support these new methods for use in administration scripts. Because of the features we have just described, IIS 6 provides robust support for web farms and decreases your operating and downtime costs. Let's move on to discuss the IIS support for command line administration. IIS 6 allows you to use the Windows Server 2003 command line to accomplish common management tasks with many existing shells and utilities. With a single command, you can manage multiple local or remote computers. The IIS 6 command line tool provides a complete scripting environment that allows you to automate common system administration tasks and avoid using a user interface. You can write scripts in any scripting language that supports Microsoft ActiveX script hosting, including Visual Basic Scripting Edition, Microsoft JScript, and Perl. IIS ships with a library of scripts that you can use and modify to administer a web server infrastructure. IIS 6 command line scripts can access WMI and ADSI programming interfaces, and IIS 6 provides full support for WMI and ADSI so that you can customize how you manage your web server infrastructure. Next, let's discuss how you can remotely manage IIS. In IIS 6, you can manage your servers from a remote computer using three different tools: the IIS Manager console user interface, the web-based remote administration tool, and Windows Server 2003 terminal services. You can use IIS Manager to connect to and administer web servers running IIS 5.0, IIS 5.1, and IIS 6. You can use the web-based remote administration tool to administer IIS 6 web servers from any intranet web browser. You can use terminal services to connect to and manage a remote server running IIS 6 as if you were logged on locally. Additionally, you can programmatically manage your IIS servers remotely by using WMI or ADSI scripts. We'll now move our attention to IIS 6 scalability. Scalability in a web server is a measure of how easy it is for you to expand your server infrastructure to handle an increasing number of incoming requests. Microsoft designed IIS 6 and Windows Server 2003 to let you expand your load capacity gracefully and easily. They did this by improving HTTP compression in IIS 6, implementing kernel mode caching, and providing the Configure Your Server wizard. HTTP compression. Microsoft implemented HTTP compression in the core server for IIS 6. In IIS 4 and 5, compression was implemented as an ISAPI filter. It allows you to reduce the file sizes that you send to browsers that are HTTP compression enabled. This compression can save you up to 98% of the size of files that your server sends to requesting browsers. It can also let your server perform 2 to 5 times faster than without HTTP compression. You can use IIS 6 compression on both dynamic responses and static files. You can use the IIS Manager user interface to enable compression on your entire server. You can also use the command line utility adsutil.vbs. However, if you want to enable compression for a single site, virtual directory, or physical directory, you must use adsutil. You can also enable compression for a particular file extension. We've already mentioned some of the performance increases you can see using HTTP compression, but it bears repeating. As long as your users browse to your site using a compression-enabled browser, they can expect downloads to be up to 50% faster with compression than without it. You can also expect to reduce your bandwidth costs by enabling HTTP compression on IIS 6. Compression can reduce the size of files from your server to a browser by between 30 to 50% and sometimes more. For example, on the Microsoft website, engineers were able to compress their homepage from 91 kilobytes to 32 kilobytes, which allowed for significant savings in monthly bandwidth charges. Increasing bandwidth capabilities by enabling compression also allows you to use your current hardware to serve more content to more users. This can also allow you to delay or eliminate the need to add more IIS 6 servers to your infrastructure, even as your sites are experiencing more traffic. Now we'll transition to a discussion of IIS kernel mode caching, which can also help your sites, applications, and servers perform faster. IIS 6 introduces a new kernel mode HTTP driver called http.sys that is specifically tuned to increase web server performance and scalability. A single point of contact for all incoming server-side HTTP requests, http.sys provides high-performance connectivity for HTTP server applications and provides overall connection management, bandwidth throttling, and web server logging. IIS 6 is built on top of http.sys, and it is specifically tuned to increase web server throughput. In addition, http.sys directly processes requests in the kernel under specific circumstances, particularly when content is frequently accessed by users. This feature reduces the number of transitions between kernel and user modes. Both static and dynamic content from websites and applications can be cached in the http.sys cache for high-performance responses. Before active server pages code got executed in IIS 5, the ASP engine compiled an ASP file to an ASP template. These ASP templates were stored in process memory. If a site consisted of numerous ASP pages, this cache deallocated the oldest templates from memory to free space for the new ones. With IIS 6, these templates are persisted on disk. If one of these ASP files gets requested again, the ASP engine loads the template instead of loading the ASP file and spending additional CPU time compiling it again. In IIS 6, the ASP.NET output cache is stored directly to the HTTP.cs kernel mode cache. This allows for roughly a tenfold increase in throughput for cached ASP.NET responses over IIS 5. Let's review how kernel mode caching works when a request comes in to a particular application pool. Kernel caching with the HTTP.sys response cache can be one of the most effective means of scaling and improving web server performance. Cached responses are served from the kernel, which greatly improves response times and increases the number of requests per second that IIS can serve because requests for cached content can never enter IIS user mode. For each request, the IIS worker process tells HTTP.sys whether or not to cache a response based on a cache algorithm. If a file is requested twice within 10 seconds, the IIS worker process tells HTTP.sys to cache the full response by URI. The response now resides in the cache in HTTP.sys. When a new request comes in for the cached response, it'll be served from the cache. Every 120 seconds, the HTTP.sys response cache runs a flush algorithm, which removes cached files that have not been requested within the 120 second interval. The flush algorithm is also called when IIS receives change notification for a file, that is, when the file has been edited or changed in some way. Let's now discuss how you can use the Windows Server 2003 application platform to aid in scaling up your websites and applications. On a computer running Windows Server 2003, you can use the Configure Your Server wizard to install or remove many services, including using IIS 6 as an application server. When IIS 6 is installed as an application server by using the Configure Your Server wizard, a default installation includes IIS COM Plus and ASP.NET version 1.1, which is disabled by default. If your applications run on ASP.NET 2.0, you must install the .NET Framework version 2.0 separately. You can also install front page server extensions using the wizard. The .NET Framework version 1.1 is installed on Windows Server 2003 by default. It allows developers to create great web applications with the help of ASP.NET and other technologies. It also helps them build the same type of applications they design and develop today. Developers can build .NET-based applications and services in a number of languages, including Visual C++, Visual Basic .NET, JScript, and Visual C#. Integrated into the Windows Server 2003 family, the .NET Framework is the infrastructure for .NET. The .NET Framework incorporates the Common Language Runtime and a unified set of class libraries that include Windows Forms, ADO.NET, ASP.NET, and other capabilities. The .NET Framework provides a fully managed, protected, and feature-rich application execution environment, simplified development and deployment, and seamless integration with a wide variety of programming languages. ASP.NET provides the most advanced web development platform created to date. ASP.NET is a set of technologies in the Microsoft .NET framework for building web applications and XML web services. ASP.NET pages execute on IIS 6 and generate markups such as HTML, WML, or XML that is sent to a desktop or mobile browser. ASP.NET pages use a compiled event-driven programming model that improves performance and enables a separation of application logic and user interface. ASP.NET pages and ASP.NET XML web services files contain server-side logic. Web applications and XML web services take advantage of the features of the Common Language Runtime, such as type safety, inheritance, language interoperability, versioning, and integrated security. ASP.NET is integrated with the IIS6 process model and leverages support for multiple application pools. This means that individual ASP.NET applications are isolated and talk directly to the kernel mode HTTP listener. This leads to a reduced number of process hops and allows ASP.NET applications to leverage kernel mode file caching. ASP.NET Web Forms enables developers to create powerful forms-based web pages. When building these pages, ASP.NET server controls can be used to create common UI elements and program them for common tasks. XML web services allow developers to access server functionality remotely. Using web services, businesses can expose programmatic interfaces to their data or business logic that in turn can be obtained and manipulated by client and server applications. XML web services enable the exchange of data in client-server or server-server scenarios using standards like HTTP and XML messaging to move data across firewalls. XML web services are not tied to a particular component technology or object calling convention. As a result, programs written in any language, using any component model, and running on any operating system can access XML web services. IIS 6 continues to support ISAPI extension and ISAPI filters. ISAPI extensions are DLLs that handle specific requests, and ISAPI filters are DLLs that are registered with IIS to modify the behavior of the server. For example, an ISAPI filter can control which files are mapped to a URL, modify the response sent by the server, and perform any actions in order to modify the behavior of the server. Now let's discuss the ways in which IIS 6 supports scaling your websites and applications for greater traffic volumes. The new fault-tolerant process architecture and features such as health monitoring and kernel mode caching enable IIS 6 to host more sites and virtual directories, to run more simultaneous worker processes, to start up and shut down faster, and to process requests faster than earlier versions of IIS. IIS 6 has improved the way internal resources are used. The IIS 6 approach is much more one of allocating resources as HTTP requests request certain system resources, rather than pre-allocating resources at initialization time. The net result of these enhancements is that more sites can be hosted on a single IIS 6 server, and you may be able to consolidate your servers on a scale between 2 to 10 times, depending on your particular situation. IIS 6 worker process isolation mode also allows you to configure multiple worker processes to service requests for a given application pool, a configuration known as a web garden. When a worker process in an application pool is unresponsive, for example, when a script engine stops responding, another worker process in the web garden can accept and process requests for the application pool. Web gardens also reduce contention for resources. When a web garden reaches a steady state, each new TCP/IP connection is assigned to a worker process in the web garden according to a round-robin scheme. This process smooths out workloads and reduces contention for system resources. If you are running IIS 6 on multiprocessor servers, you can further improve web garden performance by enabling processor affinity for the application pools. This allows you to efficiently use CPU caches on multiprocessor servers. Processor affinity forces worker processes to run on specific CPUs and applies to all worker processes serving a particular application pool. You can use processor affinity even if you haven't set up your server for web gardening. IIS 6 is also integrated with Windows Server 2003 Network Load Balancer. NLB allows you to easily set up a web farm across multiple servers without investing in a hardware load balancer. We'll now move to discussing the increases in site and application performance you can expect with these improvements in IIS scalability. In performance tests run on several versions of IIS by varied test labs, IIS 6 sent responses significantly faster than IIS 4 across the board. Depending upon the number of processors the web server had, IS6 performed between 162% and 487% better than IS4 in the same environment in serving static content. The tests produced similar results for dynamic content. For ISAPI-based dynamic requests, the improvement ranged from 109% on single processor servers to 368% on an 8-processor computer. CGI-based dynamic requests improved too, but not as much, between 39% on single processors versus 263% on the 8-processor model. Finally, e-commerce scenarios that involve secure sockets layer and ISAPI dynamic requests improved over IS4 by 74% on single processor units, up to 158% on 8-processor machines. Let's now talk about how Microsoft designed IIS6 to be as secure as possible. Microsoft designed IIS6 with security as its top priority. We'll discuss the design decisions Microsoft made to emphasize security for IIS, as well as how you can securely deploy your websites and applications on IIS6 servers. We'll start by discussing how Microsoft designed IIS6 to be as secure as possible. Microsoft has subjected all components of Windows Server 2003, including IIS6, to intense and comprehensive design scrutiny and code testing to increase their security and reliability. During design, Microsoft conducted extensive threat modeling to ensure that the company's software developers understood the types of attacks that the server might face in customer deployments. In addition, third-party experts conducted independent security reviews of the code. The fault-tolerant process architecture in IIS6 also enhances security by providing complete separation between the application pools that manage websites and applications. You can run multiple websites and applications on a single server, which puts new security requirements on a web server. IIS6 isolates sites and applications through the configurable worker process identity and fault-tolerant recycling based on factors such as an application's memory usage. IIS6 provides complete, built-in support for Secure Sockets Layer 3 and Transport Layer Security. SSL and TLS provide a secure way to exchange information between clients and servers. The SSL implementation has been tuned and streamlined for faster performance and increased scalability. Now that we've discussed how Microsoft designed IIS6 for security, let's talk about its default settings when you install it. When you install the Windows Server 2003 software, IIS6 is disabled. You must actively enable it to set up the web server on your computer. If a server is deployed to run as a mail server, Microsoft SQL Server, or just the operating system itself, you do not have to uninstall IIS6 after you install Windows. IIS6 is also disabled when a server is upgraded to Windows Server 2003. You can enable IIS using the Configure Your Server wizard, or by going to the Control Panel, selecting Add Remove Programs, and then adding a Windows component. Shipping with IIS disabled offers a smaller attack surface for hackers, and Microsoft extended this philosophy to the IIS6 features that are enabled after you have installed it. After installation, IIS only accepts requests for static files until you configure it to serve dynamic content. Additionally, all timeouts and settings are set to aggressive security defaults. You can also disable IIS by using Windows Server 2003 group policies. All IIS6 worker processes by default run as network service accounts, which is a new built-in account on Windows Server 2003 with limited operating system privileges. All ASP built-in functions always run as the anonymous user account, a low-privileged account. One of the most important principles of security is to grant accounts the smallest set of privileges they need for an operation. Since the network service account has few rights on the underlying system, rogue applications have lower chance to exploit security vulnerabilities. By default, IIS does not compile, execute, or serve files with dynamic extensions. for IIS to serve any given file extension, you must add each acceptable extension to the web service extensions list. This prevents anyone from calling a page with a dynamic extension that has not been secured against. When a request arrives at the server for an extension that is not permitted, IIS returns a 404 file not found error message rather than the 403 access denied error message in the response to the browser, even if the file exists. Returning this error message limits the amount of information available to potential hackers and keeps them in the dark about which extensions have been restricted. Let's look at some of the services and features that you must enable for use in IIS 6. While IIS 5 was installed automatically with Windows 2000 Server and all of its services were enabled by default, IIS 6 only supports serving static files after you have installed it on your server. You must enable ASP, server-side includes, and both the SMTP and FTP services, to name just a few. This means that you do not have to disable any IIS service or feature that you are not using to reduce the attack surface of your web server. Now let's discuss how you can keep IIS secure once you have deployed it to your servers. Windows Server 2003 has greatly improved patch management. The new fault-tolerant architecture in IIS 6 means that the server does not have to be shut down to install hotfixes, including security hotfixes. You do not need to be logged onto the computer for the installation to occur. In addition, auto-update version 1 provides three patch management options to you. First, it can notify you immediately when a new patch is available. Second, it can download the patch and notify you that the patch is available. Third, it can perform scheduled installs. If you configure scheduled installs, auto-update will download the patch and automatically install it at a time that you define. Windows Server 2003 has also introduced the Group Policy Administration Console, which makes it easier for you to set permissions for Active Directory users and groups across the networks. You can use this tool to limit access to your IIS web servers, along with other resources your websites and applications may access. IIS 6 provides URL authorization by extending the use of the Windows Server 2003 Authorization Manager to make it easier for you to manage access control for web applications in enterprise environments. In particular, IIS 6 provides gatekeeper authorization to specific URLs. When a user requests access to a URL, IIS 6 validates the user access based on the user's roles, which can be defined in lightweight directory access protocol queries, custom user roles, and by the authorization manager. IIS 6 also provides a number of authentication options for you to choose from. These include digest authentication, advanced digest authentication, the Kobros authentication protocol, certificate services, and Microsoft Passport authentication. If you want to learn more about authentication in IIS 6, another session dedicated solely to that subject is available on the TechNet site. It is IT ProEd 21, Ins and Outs of Authenticating User Requests to IIS 6 and ASP.NET 2.0. IIS 6 and Windows Server 2003 provide new options for limiting how authentication credentials are delegated in web applications. Delegation is the act of allowing server computers to act on behalf of a user, such as a web application user. You can allow delegation to a limited set of computers and services, controlling the network resources to which a web application user has access. Now let's go through a demonstration that highlights some of the security features we've been discussing. This demonstration will show you the effect of IIS being installed in full lockdown mode and how you can enable a web service extension using the IIS manager. We will also show you how to enable digest authentication, one of the several user authentication methods supported by IIS 6. Let's review what features are enabled in IIS 6 when you first install it. We'll open the IIS manager and check the web service extensions. The IIS Manager user interface is where you enable the extensions that you need. Currently, all of the installed web service extensions are prohibited. This IIS server will not accept unknown ISAPI or CGI extensions. ASP and ASP.NET are both prohibited, as are Internet Data Connector and server-side includes, to name a couple more. In the Tasks section, you can add another web service extension, PHP for example. You can allow all service extensions for a particular application, or you can prohibit all of the web service extensions. The only thing enabled by default is static content. Let's check what happens when we request static content versus what happens when we request an ASP.NET page. When we go to an HTML page with the browser, Internet Explorer displays the content of the page. Then, if we navigate to an ASP.NET page, we receive a 404 error, which indicates that the page does not exist at this location. However, if we return to IIS Manager and check our Digest Auth website, we find the file is there. When we enable ASP.NET though, IIS should process the page and return a response. Let's recycle the application pool and stop and restart the default website just to make sure IIS captures the changes we've made. The ASP.NET page displays in the browser, as we would expect. Enabling the web service extensions that you need on your web server is that easy. The great thing here is that you don't have to remember to prohibit any extensions. IIS has done that for you by default. This is a key way in which Microsoft has reduced the size of the IIS attack surface. Malicious users and code cannot exploit a weakness in a service if it is not enabled. Now we will show you how to enable one of the forms of authentication that IIS 6 supports, just to give you a sense for the steps you need to go through to make this work. We're using Digest Authentication because it reflects some of the complexities of setting up authentication without being overwhelming for you. We have Digest Authentication enabled and have selected an Active Directory realm in which the user account resides. We will authenticate against this store. We are also using a Digest application pool, and we need to enable the pool to run under the local system identity. These settings are important for you to know because they are required by Digest Authentication. We also assigned the website to run under the Digest pool. We will make a request to this site. We are prompted for our username and password. The user interface says the secure website requires you to log on. It is a little different from the user interface you see with basic authentication. With the credentials we entered, authentication fails, and we still see our logon form generated by Digest Authentication. When we click cancel, Internet Explorer displays a 401.1 HTTP error that tells us we're not authorized to view this page. Let's fix that. Digest Authentication requires IIS sub-authentication to be enabled as well. We'll go to the Windows System 32 directory and run a command that enables that feature. Run dll32iissuba.dll, then we'll put in the comma and register iissuba. When we do this, we get no response from the system, so we just have to assume that we were successful. Now we need to recycle the application, so we'll get the PID for the Digest pool. Then we'll recycle it using iisapp/p, the PID of the pool, and /r. The application pool has been recycled, so we can close our command prompt window. Next, we need to go into Active Directory to check that our actual user does exist. the Active Directory user object we will use is named WebUser. We also need to make sure that we have the correct password set for the user, so we'll enter it here. Then we confirm it and click OK. Digest authentication requires us to store the password with reversible encryption. If you go into the User Object Properties and then go to the Account tab and verify the account options, you'll find the checkbox for storing the password with reversible encryption. Now, this is a requirement for Digest authentication to work, so we'll select that. If we didn't, Digest wouldn't work at all. What we're going to do now is make a request to our site again. We request the variables ASPX page, and here we have it. This page has the authorization header and tells us that the authorization type is Digest. It also tells us our username is WebUser, but at no point does the page display any authorization information that a hacker could capture and decode. This is secure in that Digest does not send the password information over the HTTP connection. You now know that Digest is a complex way to authenticate a user. However, you also have a good feel for how it works and the steps required to set it up. Remember that this is different from Advanced Digest. Digest is supported on IIS 5 and 6, while Advanced is only available on IIS 6. Let's review what we've gone over today. Today we've talked about a number of the improvements that Microsoft made when they designed IIS 6. We briefly discussed the history of IIS through versions 4 and 5 and compared them to IIS 6. We compared the architecture of the previous two versions to that of IIS 6, then discussed the impact of that architectural design on the increased reliability that IIS 6 offers. Because of this greater reliability, you can expect months or years of continuous uptime and increased site and application availability to your users. We also went over the manageability improvements in IIS 6. These include converting Metabase configuration to an editable XML file, a command line administration tool, and the ability to manage your IIS web servers remotely using IIS Manager, the web-based remote administration tool, terminal services, or WMI and ADSI-based scripts. The ability to scale your servers to respond efficiently to greater web traffic was another area that we concentrated on today. In addition to the architectural choices Microsoft made to improve scalability, we also discussed how HTTP compression, kernel mode caching, and Windows Server 2003 support for IIS as an application server helps you scale your applications effectively. We also touched on the performance increases you can expect when you run your websites and applications on IIS 6. Finally, we discussed Microsoft's goal in making IIS 6 and Windows Server 2003 as secure as possible. We touched on the internal reviews that all IIS 6 code went through, the work to make the IIS attack surface as small as possible, and the practices and techniques that you can use to make your websites and applications secure after you have deployed them. We included a demonstration on how you can enable IIS features and use authentication for your applications. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/add-26 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. There are a couple of good books from Microsoft Press that might help you. The first is Microsoft IIS 6, Administrator's Pocket Consultant. And the second is Microsoft Internet Information Services 6 Resource Kit. there are also a number of good books from other publishers. IIS-6 Administration, IIS-6 The Complete Reference, and Microsoft IIS-6 Delta Guide each contain comprehensive information on how to configure IIS and administer websites and applications using IIS. You can buy these books online or at any bookstore with a comprehensive section dedicated to internet technologies. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, which includes e-learning, MS Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support, and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The courses that best support this session are course number 2576, Implementing and Administering Microsoft Internet Information Services 6, and course number 2694, Updating Web Server Skills to Internet Information Services 6, both of which are available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft Official Curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional. You can choose to go and become a fully certified system administrator or system engineer, or a desktop specialist. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager, to cover these changes in more detail.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.